good morning to you all. I think most of you know it's the school holidays, and therefore we're not doing our series on God's attributes. Next week, well, for the next 2 weeks, I won't be here. I'll be elsewhere. Therefore, I had 2 weeks in which to do something different, and I thought we would do something like this. When is the day Christians gather? And today we're going to look at where Christians gather. How's that? My text this morning is Luke 17, 20 to 21, as we look at the location of Christian worship. Once, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." Let's pray together, please. Help us to hear your voice this morning, Lord, in this very, very important message. Enable me to preach in such a way that it's clear and grasped, Lord, and may, O Father, your voice be that which is heard. We do pray, Lord, for your Spirit, that wonderful Spirit of revelation, to remind us that we're in the presence of God and he would speak to his children. We trust you now, Lord, for a blessed time under your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Last week, as I said, we looked back at what day we should worship God. We Christians believe that Sunday, the first day of the week, the day Christ rose from the dead and brought rest to the problem of all Adam's sins, is our Sabbath day. We worship as true born-again Christians on the Sunday. This morning, we're going to ask the question, not where, not when, but when. When? Oh, sorry, it's the other way around. Not where. Anyway, where is God to be met? Where are we to go to meet God? Is there a special place where God is encountered? It's an important question. Many people are convinced that God is located especially in certain places. Every Muslim is committed at least once in his lifetime to travel to a certain city in the Middle East called Mecca. They believe with all their hearts that God is especially present in that one city more than anywhere else. If you want to get close to God, go to Mecca. Mecca is where God is especially present. But it's not only the Muslims, is it? The Jews believe that the most holy place in all the world is Jerusalem. If you want to get really close to God, if you want to locate the great presence of God, Jerusalem's the place to go. The Mormons believe it's Salt Lake City. You want to go there? The Roman Catholics believe Rome is the celestial city, the place where God is especially manifested and especially present. You see, there are millions of people all around the world that believe God is located in a certain topography, a certain place. Well, in the light of that, what about you? Where do you think God is to be found? I have met many evangelicals that believe God is to be found in certain places. There are some people who say, oh, I go to a certain cathedral in a certain city, and it's so beautiful. I walk into Rochester Cathedral and wow, God is there. It's just so magnificent. You get some people that would say, all I've got to do is sit on a mountaintop and look at the stars at night, and I know God is especially there. Or God is in that place where I first came to know him. Or God is by the seaside. Do you look for God in a certain place? Many people do. Maybe you came here this morning thinking God is especially here. God bless you. But the fact of the matter is this. The God of Holy Scripture is omnipresent. Our God is everywhere. There is no place where God is not. Listen again to just a few words of the psalmist David in 139. He says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the deepest depth, you are there. The psalmist is saying here, Lord, you are literally everywhere. There is no escaping from your presence. And also, listen, because God is spirit and therefore simple in essence, God has no parts. He is pure spirit. Therefore, he is everywhere equally at the same time. God is no more present in heaven right now. Get this. God is no more present in heaven than he is here right now. God is as much here as he is in Mecca or Jerusalem or Salt Lake City or Rome. God, the Bible says, fills all things. And nowhere is less full of God than anywhere else. You've got to get that if you believe the Bible. And yet, having said that, there is one particular place where God expects you today to meet him. There is one place today where God wants to meet you. Well, where is that? Look at the text. It's quite obvious, isn't it? In verse 20, we're told that the Pharisees come to Christ and they ask him when the kingdom of God is going to come. I want to remind you that the Jews were expecting a physical, literal, political rule of God on planet Earth from the city of Jerusalem. There are still many people that believe that today. Jerusalem is the place where God will especially be and especially rule. But listen to Christ's answer to the Pharisees. The kingdom of God, he says, does not come with your observation. Nor will people say, here it is or there it is. Because the kingdom of God is within you. Now, stop here and please take this in, because I know you know these words very well and they've probably gone over your head because you've heard them so many times. Familiarity is a very dangerous thing when you're hearing preaching. We've got to take every word seriously, not think we know or assume we know what's being said here. Firstly, the Jews who heard this would have been absolutely amazed. What? The kingdom of God within us? Remember, the kingdom of God to the Jews was a physical, topographical location, Jerusalem. It was when God's kingdom and his political rule would fall on the earth and the Jewish people would rule the entire world. But we need to get a biblical understanding of what the kingdom of God means. So let's ask that question. Let's not assume we know. What does the Bible say is the kingdom of God? What is this kingdom of God that Jesus is speaking about? The kingdom of God, and in the Old Testament, it's Hamalaka Adonai. Hamalaka Adonai is mentioned many, many times. It's promised and foretold in the Old Testament. And it means, this is what the kingdom of God means. It means the place where God is worshipped and obeyed, the place where God is ruling as king and as sovereign. It's the place where God is submitted to and adored as the sovereign. Well, you may say, well, and obviously the kingdom of God must be heaven, because that's the only place where God is absolutely submitted to and obeyed, isn't it? Surely the kingdom of God must be heaven. Actually, no. Although the kingdom of God is in heaven right now, because everybody adores God in heaven, there's a place on earth where the kingdom of God exists. How do I know that? Well, the Bible says when Christ came down to earth, when he incarnated, he brought the kingdom of God to the sons of men. So we know the kingdom of God is somewhere on earth. Where? Where is this kingdom of God on earth? Jesus tells us clearly in our text, the kingdom of God is within you. Now you've got to listen carefully. When your heart is submitted to the lordship and sovereignty of God, when there is worship and absolutely surrendering spirit in your heart, then your heart is the holiest place on earth. You are literally the temple of the living God. When your heart is open to God's absolute control, that is the holiest place on earth. That is the kingdom of God. And it's so sad that you get people who honestly think that all they have to do is go to Mecca or go to Jerusalem or go to Rome and they'll get close to God and they'll meet God there. Listen, if your heart is not surrendered to God today, it doesn't matter where you go, it's not going to make any difference. It's kind of like taking a blind person to an art gallery. It may be the best art gallery in the world, but doesn't mean anything to a blind person, does it? Or taking a deaf person to a symphony concert. It doesn't matter where you go with the best art, the best music, if you're blind or deaf. It doesn't matter where you are, because it will not affect you. You won't see it or hear it. In the same way, you can be standing in Jerusalem on the very hill where Christ was crucified, and it will mean nothing. Jesus clearly tells us here where we need to be if we want to meet God. It's here in your heart. The kingdom of God is within you. Are you with me so far? Have you got that? Well, now I'd like to come to my application, because the application is very important. I knew you were all so clever, and I knew you'd get the first part. I just had to lay it out for you. My application is this. In the light of our reading of God's word today, if the kingdom of God is not in you today, don't expect you'll ever find him anywhere else. finished. If God's Spirit is not in you, if you're not submitted to His Lordship, if your heart is not the location of God's kingdom, don't expect you'll ever find Him anywhere. And this is so important because I've known people who go from church to church, pastor to pastor, trying to find that gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, where I'll meet with God, that special place where God will be. Oh, let me tell you a sob story. I once had a couple come to me. It was in my church in Cape Town. And they came to me very condescendingly. They told me, firstly, what a wonderful person I am and, oh, how amazing I am and all the rest of it. Then they said, Pastor, we're leaving your church. I said, why? They said, well, God's just not here. God's not here. Well, I thought, oh, that's a bit, a bit devastating. Okay, well, why do you say that? And they said something like this. There's no spirit here. There's no signs. There's no wonders. There's no religious razzmatazz. Where's all the va-va-voom of religion in this place? God can't be here. Well, they said, we're going to find another church where God is. They left us. But 3 months later, I met these people again, and they'd found a church with amazing worship and amazing ambiance and all the rest of it. But they'd decided after about a couple more months there to go somewhere else because God wasn't there either. They were looking for something else. The last time I met them before I came to England, they were between churches looking for somewhere else where God was to be found. And I have a feeling that if they never discovered what Jesus says about locating God, if they've never realized He's here, they're probably still looking for that gold at the end of the rainbow today. They're probably still looking for that perfect church. And it's sad. I've met people who are always looking at the greener grass on the other side, running from church to church, trying to find a place where God is to be experienced and God is to be met. Please look at the simple words of Scripture this morning. Jesus says, where God is to be met. And it's not Rome. It's not Jerusalem. It's not a church with the most up-to-date worship system and the most cool American pastor preaching. Jesus tells us here, the kingdom of God is within you. And if you have met the living God, if your heart has been filled with trust for Him, surrender to His Lordship and His sovereignty, if you've been able to say, have thine own way, Lord, thou art the potter, I'm the clay, and if you've allowed the kingship to rule your heart, you can be in any church, and if the true Christ is proclaimed there, you'll be at home amongst the people of God. You don't need to be entertained, because it's not entertainment you're supposed to be looking for. If only people would realize what I'm saying, it's not a matter of where you are when it comes to finding God. It's a matter of where are you? Well, okay, that was my challenge, but I'm not quite yet finished yet. There's something else I have to say before I close. Because I take it most of you have got what I've said so far and you're following me. Now, you might be thinking, and I was worried about this when I was preparing, you might be thinking, okay, wait a minute. If God is in my heart, and if it doesn't matter where you go because He's in your heart, then why do we have to bother coming to church at all? I mean, come on, why can't I lie in bed and worship God in my heart? If the kingdom of God's in me, then why bother to go to church at all? Because if God's not found in certain places, I don't need to go anywhere, do I? Well, here's my answer to that. If the kingdom of God is within you this morning, it means that you have been sealed by God's Holy Spirit. He has put His Spirit in you, moving you to follow His decrees and laws. His Spirit dwells within you. Now, if the Spirit is in you, let me tell you something funny about this. There will be an insatiable desire, a magnetic attraction to be with other spirit-filled people. Like attract like. And one spirit-filled person will want fellowship with other spirit-filled people. Is the Holy Spirit within you? Do you have the Spirit-led longing within you this morning to be found among God's people? Remember, the body of Christ is a collection of individuals gathered in Jesus' name by the leading of the Spirit. In John chapter 4, we're told about the time when Jesus meets the Samaritan woman at the well. And they're having a discussion on religion. And the woman brings up the question of where the right place is that a person must go to worship God. John 4:19, she says this: "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, Mount Gerizim. But you Jews claim that we must worship in Jerusalem." Her point was this: where is the place to be if you must meet God? Which mountain or Jerusalem, which city? And Jesus gives her this answer. It's very important. It's found in verse 21, chapter 4 of John. "Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem." You see, Jesus here was telling this woman, it's not a matter of where you go. But then he goes on, and this is crucial. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. What does he mean by this? Well, this will sort of sum up what I'm trying to tell you this morning. If you have this morning God's Spirit dwelling within you, you will find yourself drawn to other people who have the same Spirit in them. This bond that Christians have by the Spirit of God, we call agape, Christian love. Christians are drawn to one another, to a body of Christ. Like a dog is drawn to smell. When you're born again, if you're truly born again, do you remember this? The first thing you want to do is share it with other people that know it. You know, your family might think you've gone crazy when you become a Christian. And you want to be with other people that are on your wavelength. The Spirit draws people together of like mind. But here's the thing. When we draw together, what do we draw together around? The truth. The truth attracts us together. We gather around God's truth, and God's word is truth. Christians find themselves gathering around God's word to worship and fellowship with one another. If the Spirit is in you, if the kingdom of God is within you, yes, you are as close to God in your heart as you'll ever be. But you're not here today to draw near to God in the building. Listen, the Spirit of God this morning is not in this building. The Spirit of God is in the Christians gathered in the building. We are here because we are born of the Spirit. Spirit, and therefore the Spirit has made his home in us, and we are now worshiping God in the Spirit, in truth. And that's why we come to church. By the way, no one should have to beg you to come to church. It should be something that the Spirit within you is compelling you to do. You want to be where the truth is proclaimed. You want to be where other believers are. It's just something in you if you're truly born again. Okay, let me close. Where is the place of meeting with God? for true believers. Jesus tells us here in simple words, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. It's not a visible, tangible thing. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is. Because the kingdom of God is within you. Where's the place to go to meet God? You've got to meet him here. Listen, the closest you'll ever get to God is when your conscience has been released from guilt and your Christian motives have been drawn to worship and pray and read, and your Christian motives have been filling you with a desire to come to God. It's in here. When your discernment, your conscience, and your peace is awakened by God's touch. It's not where you go. I remember a story. I've told this before, but it's worth telling again. It's a sad story, but a funny story. I suppose it's ironic. You know South Africa's riddled with crime. You know that, don't you? Well, here's a South African joke. There was this lady, true story. She went to Perth, Australia. She emigrated from South Africa to Perth because she wanted to get away from the crime and she was so scared about being mugged and all the rest of it. So she left South Africa, the place of crime, to go to Perth, Australia. Here's the sad joke. The first week she was in Australia, she was mugged in the car park. But wait for it. Here's the real irony. The fellow that mugged her happened to be a South African. It's crazy, but you see, in the end, it doesn't matter where you go, does it? And in the same way, you can't run from the essential truth that Jesus is telling us in our text today. At the end of the day, it's not where you are, it's what you are. You can be sitting in Salt Lake City right now, or Rome, or Mecca, or Jerusalem. It's not going to make any difference if your heart is far from him. It's not where you are, it's who are you? Are you a spirit-filled Christian? If the kingdom of God is in you right now, I promise you, you couldn't be in a better place than where you are right now. Why? Because here there are like-minded, spirit-filled Christians, all gathering in a body, the body of Christ, and all gathered around the core of that body, the truth, the Word of God. And if you have Christ in you, you couldn't be in a better place this morning than right here. And I say that with a clear conscience. No better place to be than with Christians around the Word of God. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we do want to just commit ourselves to you, as we're so prone to fooling ourselves and thinking if we go somewhere, something's going to happen, and we're looking for green grass. And, oh, Father, help us to realize we've got it here if we will only get right with you. Help us to start where we need to start, in our own hearts. For Christ's sake, amen.